for the week ending round about March 14th, 2010. It's Subgenius this week, a news and commentary program that remembers Corey Feldman from such glorious 80s movies as The Lost Boys, Stand By Me, and The Goonies. His brand of hilarious comedy mixed with ingenious acting ability was only surpassed by his youthful good looks and keen business sense. Yes, Corey Feldman's existence will be sorely missed around the Father Time mansion. It will be difficult to hold back the tears of pain as I kneel before my Corey Feldman shrine that I constructed in my second pantry. Such talent, such charisma. I'm sorry. I just need a moment. Okay, I've just been told by the hooker I'm getting head from right now that it's Corey Haim that died, not Corey Feldman. She says she was just playing a little joke. A joke! Is it a joke to tug at a man's heartstrings like that, honey? Is it? Yes, it's all fun and games until Haim... the hooker dies, isn't it, you bitch? Now suck harder. Well, I for one feel better now. Corey Haim was a talentless asshole. Whew! Anyway, I'm Father Time, and I'm giving away my copy of the Book of the Subgenius to one lucky person out there that twitters me at TheFatherOfTime, or emails me at contest@revfathertime.com. Hurry up! The lucky person will be picked on March 27th. Now let's get the taste of all this Corey Haim nastiness out of our mouths and go straight away to the sacred Subgenius holidays for the week. Alright, let's pound these fuckers out this week. How about that? In quick order. St. Weird Al Yankovic, St. Millard Fillmore, St. Mussolini, St. Bela Lugosi, St. Houdini, St. Firesign Theater, St. Archimedes, and Pi Approximation Day. Yes! That was quicker than Corey Haim sniffing a line of coke at a 25% incline. At least the Feldman experiment is still going. That's what's important. But what could be even more important is listening to this.
Getting so tired of hearing these thoughts that I think. It's the sound of wheels grinding, that's the sound of desperate imagining. I've been getting so sick of boxing with your memory. Yeah, I wish you'd shine with that royal blue, that dress you wore, that perfect New Year's Eve. Though I do most anything to erase you from my mind, I would fist fight Father Time. You would be my girl.
This week we find that the global Frankenstein Jew conspiracy is attempting to steal an hour away from us, under the guise of something called daylight savings time. If there's one thing that really pisses me off, it's false time control. But like the North Star signaled the birth of abortion Jesus, so too the sign of daylight savings time theft signals the reality that X Day is fast approaching. Less than 4 months away now, the apocalyptical day, July 5th, 1998, the end times day as foretold by our savior and slack, J.R. Bob Dobbs. So now is the time, friends, for making lists, in preparation for loss of cabin pressure and complete physical rupture by the alien space warriors, the Exists. Here follows a few handy tips on how to prepare for the destruction of the world. Tip 1. Get rid of all your money. Money will only weigh you down on the escape vessels, and some Exists are even allergic to the stuff, so get rid of it now. The best way to get rid of it is to buy things at X Day. Might I suggest buying many copies of whatever Subgenius literature you can get your hands on, so you'll have something to throw onto the great X Day bonfire. Tip number 2. Fuck a lot. Time is growing short now, so it's best that you get the most practice fucking as you can, so you won't be embarrassed when it's time to fuck your sex god or goddess. Impress them with your ability to fuck like the Yeti that you are. If you can't find someone or something to fuck a lot, you can also furiously masturbate. but be sure to masturbate to the weirdest, sickest porn that you can find, as it will help reduce the shock when first introduced to your very own sex god or goddess. Tip number 3. Don't kill yourself. Come on, you've made it this far. Might as well hold out till the end. Anyway, suicide lands you in Christian heaven, and you sure as hell don't want that. Oh my god, the horror. Staying alive till the rupture is every subgenius's sworn duty to uphold. You wouldn't want to let Bob down now, would you? And finally, tip 5. Win my book. Winning my copy of the Book of the Subgenius is probably the smartest thing you can do at this point. You can use my book as a... Hold on a second. Shut up! Shut up! You can use my book as a white surrender flag to wave at passing spaceships when the deal goes down. And it makes a nifty cooling surface for campfire bacon. These and many more tips on how to survive X-Day can be found in the Book of the Subgenius. Oh, here, have mine. This is Father Time in fucking awesome Madison, Wisconsin. Have a pleasant tomorrow. You're going to die.